A religious activist accused of burning four LGBTQ children's books he checked out of the Orange City Public Library has been convicted of criminal mischief and fined. Sioux County Attorney Thomas Kunstel says Paul Dorovo Cheeden was found guilty of the misdemeanor today and ordered to pay $125 in fines and court costs. Dor posted a video to Facebook in October where he denounced the Orange City Library for having the books and threw them into a burning barrel. Dor had sought to have the charge dismissed, saying he was being singled out for prosecution because of his anti-gay message. A 19-year-old man convicted of stabbing two people to death last year in Sioux City will be sentenced next month. The Sioux City Journal reports Walker faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole when he's sentenced September 20th in Woodbury County District Court. The Standing Rock Sioux has requested a hearing on a plan by the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline to double the line's capacity. Tribal Chairman Mike Faith says in a letter to state regulators that doubling the pipeline's capacity increases the, quote, consequences as well as the likelihood of an oil spill. South Dakota state regulators agreed last month to consider a hearing if one was formally requested. The tribe was the first to submit a request. The Sierra Club says it also will file a request by the Friday deadline. And runoff into the Missouri River continued at rates well above average in July. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said that storage in the six Missouri River reservoirs peaked on July 20th, but water releases from the dams will remain well above average, possibly as late as November, because of continued high runoff. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.